mentioned mahjong. There was several small mahjong shops there. The local people were there playing, and I took these Australians around. They were in, and the locals were so nice to them, just treated them as friends and let them take photographs. And it's this kind of thing, this being with the local people makes you feel very happy.
Yes, I completely agree. I mean, I love spending time in those sorts of areas, just wandering around. I feel like you have to be a bit careful when you start isolating these communities, and they become smaller and smaller, and then you do get that situation where you're having people like gawking at the locals doing their everyday thing. But if it's just normal and this community is actually just staying where it is and it's actually just growing and developing at its own pace, then it's different. If you start kind of making it a tourist attraction, you're kind of already losing it in a way.
When you talk of the locals, one thing that people love there, in one of the alleys, there's a lovely elementary school. It's the old building, but it's all been renovated. But at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon, the children are coming out of school wearing their yellow hats, grandfathers picking them up on bicycles. This is the very local life. And these kids are coming along. Some of them come along in the pedicabs. And it's always, hello, hello. People say, this is so friendly, it's so nice.
Yeah, it's completely different from just a normal community where you're just, especially in a big city like this, it's hard to find that sort of interaction anymore, I feel.
Well, you mentioned the Beijing Design Week, and that's been going on now for about 3 or 4 years using the DSLR, and it's getting larger and larger. And one of the areas they were using was the old factory, where people from the Moscow Design Museum and various international designers are putting on exhibitions there. But again, it was using the facilities, and this was all intermingled with local life all around the alleys.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I know someone, again, actually through Jasmine's project, there was a young man who was living in the Dashla area, and he was also involved in doing these design projects and sort of setting up these installations for Beijing Design Week. And so you can see these people, it's the local people getting involved, and they're finding the places and whatever, and they're sort of, obviously there are also the bigger exhibitions and installations, which also helps because it gives you this idea of what could be possible, not just for a design week, but you know, on a long-term basis. But definitely, for sure, I don't think it would be as successful as it is if the locals weren't involved.
Well, you mentioned that. Walking along, for example, the Qianmen Si Heyan Jie, that comes really from Meishuo Jie, and it comes westwards. And you go along there, and you've got shops there where ladies are making the very traditional little Beijing shoes, the little colourful characters. They're there. Another place was having these little like plaster animals where kids could go and paint them. And it was all local things that were happening. There was nothing grand, nothing huge. It was all just all these little things. And there was also, one of the ones I discovered there during the design week was a local artist who'd lived in the area all his life, had created a series of paintings showing the Qianmen area and all the area right along from Chongwenmen, right along, all these paintings of this area as it was in the 1950s. It was incredible to see them.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point. I haven't seen those particular shops, but I know exactly what you mean because I've seen lots of other ones around the Dashla area. And like you said, it has to be the local people producing their own things and sort of sustaining their community like that on a smaller scale rather than, like you said, bringing in maybe goods that have nothing to do with the area and nothing to do with local people's skills. If people can't sustain their way of life and sort of create these things to sustain their own livelihoods, then that's when the community starts to empty out. So if you can keep this going, you can find a niche where this trade, you might only be making a few of these things, but it's enough to get an interest from the locals and also get an interest from the tourists, that's perfect. That's exactly what should be happening. That's the sort of small-scale development that people like to see and how a community stays vibrant.
Well, this lady who's making the little shoes, she had this newspaper cutting, and it was all about her work going back for many, many years. And she was obviously a local craftswoman who was based there, so pleased to spend time and tell people about what she was doing. And also in that area, you've got the local food shops, the local restaurants, and you've got so much of what made Beijing so special from the past.
Yes, exactly. I think if you give a way for people to continue doing what they know how to do and still be able to sustain their livelihoods, like maintain their communities, just continue as they are, and that is already enough in a way, you know. That is all you need for a community to continue to thrive. You don't need huge initiatives. You don't need to flatten everything and rebuild. There's no need for that. All you need to do is give people a way, give them a space to come and do what they do and what they've been expertly doing for years.
I take people down there and introduce them to them because I've known the area now for over 20 years. But what could be quite useful is to actually have what we used to call historic trails. Actually have walking trails where you can, like, during the Beijing Design Week, we had this kind of idea with maps of the area. We had all these places marked out in the maps with volunteers showing you where to go. But you could have almost permanent walking trails laid out to take people into some of these back alleys.
I think that that's definitely a very good idea. And I think that it would be a very sustainable way of maintaining a community. If you think, I like to use Gulo as an example because that was one of my favorite places to go before it started changing. There, even the locals, they just started doing their own businesses for that. They would have rickshaws and doing small tours and things like that.